And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
It's been nearly 60 years since Governor George Wallace stood in the doorway of an Alabama schoolhouse in an effort, ultimately unsuccessful, to block a federal court desegregation order. One would have thought that in 2021 we were long past the point at which American politicians would think they could resist the basic premise that courts have the ultimate say over what is and isn't constitutional. Unfortunately, this simple truth doesn't seem to have gotten through to modern-day North Carolina Republican leaders. Indeed, in response to State Superior Court Judge David Lee's recent order directing them to adequately fund state schools so as to meet constitutional requirements, Republican politicians have been effectively reprising Wallace's act by trying to resist the court's order. There's even been talk of an effort to impeach Judge Lee. This is, in a word, disgraceful. The authority of the judiciary to rule on legislative and executive acts and to order remedies when they're unconstitutional traces back well over two centuries. GOP leaders should end their lawless resistance immediately. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.